This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Next time you're heading through Hooksett on I-93, look for a Tesla electric car stopped at one of the dozen charging stations there. Chances are you won't find a Tesla or any other kind of electric vehicle there. These stations are not used very often. And here to tell us why is David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So this is a super convenient thing for people who own electric Tesla vehicles. Why aren't they used more often?
Well, there just aren't enough Teslas out there, frankly. I mean, as much as anything, it's very much a niche car, a very cool car, and I would be happy to take one if somebody wants to give me one. But there just aren't that many of them on the road. And so realistically, you just don't expect the traffic. There's 20-some-odd million vehicles that pass by the Hooksett tolls every year, but only a few thousand of them are probably Teslas.
Are you serious? There aren't more $100,000 cars out there?
Well, not in my neighborhood anyway. So.
No. Okay. And these stations, they only charge Teslas. They can't charge any of the other cars that would require a plug-in.
Exactly. And that's kind of the point. And the reason they're there is because Tesla put them there. Tesla paid roughly $300,000 to developers of the hospitality centers, weren't really that interested in doing it themselves. It's very expensive. So Tesla said, we will do it because it's part of their supercharger network they've put around the country. This is one of the things they have done to make Teslas work. Got to hand it to them. They're brilliant. They've thought out everything. And this is one of the things they've thought out. And as I say, they've paid for. So they realized that if you want a long distance trip in your Tesla, you can go 250, maybe 300 miles, maybe. And then you need to charge up. And so you need some stations. So they've sprinkled them around interstates around the country. And this is one of the ones they built. And so I was curious as to how it often gets used. It's actually hard to get information out of Tesla. They're a very secretive company. Even the owners of the hospitality centers I mentioned in the column had difficulty getting numbers. And Tesla said, you know, roughly 3,000 visits in the first year, which if you divide it out, is each any given charger is in use maybe an hour a day, maybe.
Because it doesn't take too long to charge these things.
Depends on how much charge you need. You can stop off and top. This is so-called stage 3, or some people even call it stage 4 charging. It's extremely high power. They're specialized transformers built right next to them to handle the load. It can top off the car in a Tesla in, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Even if you're running on empty, it's still maximum amount of time is going to take 75 minutes. And of course, the owner of the hospitality center likes that because if you're parked and you're charging, you're going to walk in and you're going to buy something at the restaurant or you're going to buy something at the liquor store.
Okay, but we're not quite there yet where these chargers are always occupied. There's no line for these chargers.
Not here. There have been, I have heard places in California where there's some issues with it, where of course there's more electric vehicles.
So what does this say overall about the market for electric cars these days?
Well, more interesting than the Tesla issue is the fact that there aren't other chargers there. So the Tesla charger only works on a Tesla, as you said. So Tesla was basically annoyed waiting for an industry standard to be developed. So they just went ahead and developed their own. There is another type of charger that's out there now that's used on all, I believe, all other North America electric vehicles. There's yet a different standard that's used in Europe. But nobody will pay to put or even help pay to put those in at the Hooksett tolls. And that's because there's no single person who's a single company that's sort of in charge of that charger.
Is there any indication of when the electric car market will reach that critical mass where companies start investing in this technology in a more widespread fashion?
Not that I've heard of, but it's early days. One thing I'd like to see is the electric utilities. This is a big market for them. Why don't you have Eversource, the equivalent of a Shell gas station, an Eversource power station? There are regulatory reasons why that's complicated, but to me, that seems to be one possible way to go. I mean, these are people who want to sell electricity, and electric cars will buy electricity. So that would, and they have the money to actually do it. So that would be a possibility. But otherwise, I don't see any large company that's decided standing up and saying, I want to build a regional or national network of chargers for all other electric cars.
In your column this week, David, you asked your employer, the Concord Monitor, to buy you a Tesla for research.
Journalism, please.
Journalism.
It's journalism.
Okay. Any luck on that?
Yeah, I'm expecting the positive answer any day now.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much, David.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the man who always has a full charge of geekiness at graniteGeek.org.